Nature is such a central grounding, guiding force in everything that I do on a scientific basis. We look to nature for lessons, for innovation, and even like the scientist in me is so fascinated with how modern advances generally come from nature, if you, or specifically come from nature. Even like aspirin, if you look at how it's been developed with willow bark, and like these medications come from the environment. I'm watching the Netflix series right now that past President Obama is narrating. And I forget where they were, but there was a sloth that they were following. And in the sloth's coat, there's like this green algae. And they like zoom in, and you see that there's an ecosystem living within the sloth's coat. And in the commentary was that scientists are looking at this algae and other living, this living ecosystem as a resource to address some chronic conditions like cancer. And it has such a healing property. And so, like, nature is the ultimate teacher. And so then I connect that to education. We can learn so much from nature if we think about like sacred geometry and how there are natural patterns and law and rhythm. If we think of like, you know, Pythagorean theorem, and there's a formula of how you calculate the length of a triangle's sides. It's the same way that you can maybe look at nature and see how a tree grows and see how above, so below, just as the branches are wide and grand, or maybe, you know, long and narrow, the roots mirror that. That's a formula, right? And then looking at the artistry that is nature, if we think about Philly and places where it snows, that every snowflake has a unique identity, and that artwork is just a sight to behold when you look under a microscope and really see what's going on. And then connect it to the human body, how we all have a unique fingerprint. It's like the connections are boundless, are endless. And I think of just even looking out the window and just seeing how the trees are swaying. To me, that's a dance. So, nature again has the commonality and connects all of my identities, from the scientist known as Dr. Rowe to the artist to the educator. It all has the common factor of natural law.